Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
The 2024 presidential campaign features two candidates who are very well known to Americans. And yet, there's complexity at every turn. Criminal trials for one of those candidates. Young voters who are angry. The Campaign Moment podcast from The Washington Post gives you what matters. I'm Aaron Blake, and I'm covering my 10th election cycle. My colleagues and I have insights that you won't find anywhere else. So follow The Campaign Moment right now, wherever you're listening.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com. Hello, the internet, and welcome to this episode of Singing This'll Be the Nightly Zeitgeist. This'll Be the Nightly Zeitgeist.
That is is that American Pie?
Johnny Davis.
Wow.
Yeah.
What's that song about somebody who had a car crash?
it's like all these somewhat whack metaphors for rock and roll history.
Oh.
Where it's like, and the jester played with the marching band, refused to. And it's like, well, the jester is actually Bob Dylan. Some people think it's Mick Jagger, but Mick Jagger is actually the devil.
So it was a subtweet of a song?
Yeah, it's a subtweet of a song. That's right. Let's talk about what's trending, Miles.
I thought that shit was about a car accident. I don't know why.
I think some people die in a plane crash in it.
I don't know why I thought drove the Chevy to the levee, but
the levee.
I don't know why I thought that was like them crashing the thing.
It could be. I don't know all the meaning.
And then the good old boys drinking whiskey and rye.
Drinking and driving.
Yeah, I don't know.
This will be the day that I die.
I'm not really good
in
at
a
nuance.
Car. You might be right.
Yeah,
I might be crazy, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for.
Wow.
More rock songs from the 70s.
Okay. What's trending, Jack?
Miles. You're Miles. I'm Jack. And right now trending Jamaica, Cuba.
7.7 magnitude earthquake.
I was a little distracted when we recorded.
I didn't realize that's what you were looking at.
Yeah, I was looking at this earthquake. I was like, that's a high number. But it seems like at least the tsunami didn't come through and, as far as we know, like do too much damage.
Right.
But I think we're still waiting on reports that everybody's okay down there. It seems like it happened off the coast a little bit.
Sure.
So, hoping everybody's all right. Earthquakes are scary as fuck.
Oh, my God, boy. Feels like pretty active right now there, too.
Yeah.
Wasn't one in Puerto Rico?
Yeah.
A couple weeks ago?
And then Haiti, like, a number of years ago, but that was a serious one. A 7.7, man. I don't wish that on anyone.
Nobody.
Nobody.
What else?
Romney
Leffler.
Leffler. Is that tell me what that is, because I don't know.
I don't even know. I just said that to sound smart.
Okay.
It's basically Kelly Loeffler, who's she's a senator from Georgia.
Okay.
And she is one of the Republicans who's turning on old Mittens. Okay, because we talk, you know, Mitt Romney's been pretty vocal about how he's saying, you know, I think with this Bolton stuff, we should probably hear from him. That makes sense. If we're going to even pretend this is a trial, we should do that.
Well, he's clearly in league with the deep state and the radical left.
And he's a tool of the socialists, yes, and globalists and the lizard people who live in the subterranean world.
Right.
She tweeted, "After 2 weeks, it's clear that Democrats have no case for impeachment. Sadly, my colleague at Senator Romney wants to appease the left by calling witnesses who will slander the at real Donald Trump during their 15 minutes of fame. The circus is over. It's time to move on." Hashtag GAPOL. So look, everyone's like, what does that mean? Like, people thought they were really close. The reason is Doug Collins, who is the ghoul from Georgia, who we saw screaming, hooting and hollering during the House impeachment part inquiries. Mm. He is probably thinking about entering the race for Senate. So she had to prove to Daddy,
right,
who can make more of a mess, even if that means getting, you know, shading like someone that thought was your friend.
Right. And I mean, yeah, it's just I'm not seeing any cases, any arguments being made, any evidence being provided. But yeah, not even a coherent argument other than, come on, guys, let's just move along. OK, yeah, we heard what you had to say. Let's move it on. Mm-hmm. It's like, I mean, that's your tone. That, yeah, is certainly a tone that you are providing. I have not heard any logical statement.
No, but it's a vibe, though. You know the right fucking vibes.
Yeah, you know the fucking vibes.
Just like, yeah, that's wrong. That's what I'm going to say like this. I think, you know, again, Doug Collins, he has been a very good boy for,
yeah,
Mr. Trump.
Right.
Okay? Like, for example, in early December, when Doug Collins went on TV to just basically be like, hallelujah, praise Trump, he's innocent. Mm-hmm. You get from Dear Leader a tweet, great job by at Reb Doug Collins of Georgia over the weekend in representing the Republican Party and myself against, mm-hmm, the impeachment hoax.
Mm-hmm.
So it's shit like that where she had to basically say, I'm just as Trumpy, don't attack me from the far right,
right,
reaches of the white supremacist existence.
Yeah. I mean, on tomorrow's episode, we're talking about how in order to call witnesses, it would take like a very, it would seemingly take a sea change among the GOP senators, and you know, this feels like more of the same.
Yeah,
just everybody being scared.
Mm-hmm.
No, people aren't moving on because Trump rules by fear, and it's effective with those folks.
It's all about fear.
Let's talk about why Haley is trending.
Haley Bieber, Justin Bieber.
Yeah,
I don't know.
This is a testament. People are going to include this statement in their vows.
Wedding vows?
In their wedding vows.
So, yeah, he was on Ellen.
Yeah.
And he was talking, you know, he opened up. Damn, I didn't realize he's 25 now. That's how I feel old now. I'm like, damn, you 25, Bieber?
Yeah.
I remember you when you was you barely had any hair on your chin.
Yeah.
He was basically saying he was nervous about getting married. Quote, I felt like in the past we had talked about it, you know, me asking the question, and I felt like she would say yes. So I wasn't really nervous about the saying yes. I think I was more nervous about, am I going to make this commitment? Am I able to make this commitment as a man and be able to honor what I say?
Mm.
Be faithful? That's a huge, am I able to do that? So I think that's really what I was battling with. I finally was like, I'm going to make the decision and follow through with it and be a husband. This is what I always wanted. I'm going to choose this woman and just do it. Nike.
I'm going to choose this woman and just do it. Wow.
I don't know.
Wow.
That's like you picking a fucking lobster at the seafood restaurant.
Right.
You'd be like, I don't know that one. And I'll just eat that one.
Oh, fuck. I want to hear from women who just what their thoughts are on this, because that seems to me to be just very not what you want to hear.
Yeah, I mean, you could look at that two ways, right? One way is that he's 25 years old and is not very intelligent, so he didn't know how to properly articulate what his reservations were around monogamy, and he realized that no marriage works unless you have faith that it's going to work, therefore he entered it.
That's a great interpretation.
That's the optimistic
way.
He
needs to hire you immediately to be his marriage lawyer.
I mean, look, I can spin fucking anything, right? Whereas I think the cynical version is, man, I don't know, man. I've been running through so many women. What the fuck? I'm going to just stick with one? Can I do that?
Right. You know what? Even legal?
Till one day I was like, you know what? Fuck it.
For a man like me? I mean, me?
Damn.
Faithful?
Am I able to do that? Like, legally?
Like, is that physically possible?
Is that allowed by the laws of the
universe? So I consulted with a physicist.
Right. John Osterman. And he told me, just, you know, just fuck it.
Living single is trending. I love why this is trending.
Yeah, so
David Schwimmer, you know, was like, I'm gonna be real woke here. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna say that they should reboot Friends, but they should do it with an all Asian or all black version.
Oh man, as a black and Asian American, thank you so much, David Schwimmer, for saying that there should be an all black reboot of Friends. Wait, it was Living Single, you snake. Now, look, no
Friends
shade
was a reboot
to
of
the people
single.
Of Friends, but if you really look at the timeline, okay, Friends had come out well before Friends, or Living Single had come out well before Friends, and it's very similar. People with familial relationships, young professionals in New York, just making sense of the world, always having this common place to go to. And wait, hold on, this sounds a lot like another show, but I mean, come on, who could remember? We are living single. Ooh, in a 90s kind of world. I'm glad I got my girls. Boom. I had to I can't
you had
stop.
To do it to them.
And I'll never sing the Friends one. I don't know the words to it. I just know there's clapping at one point. Right. That's all I got.
Nah, I think I didn't even get the right number of claps there, but yeah.
I mean, it's funny because it's trending now because most people who are like, who remember Living Single were like, most people have been saying this about Friends. It's like, just so y'all know, there's a lot of storylines that are very similar to the first season.
I didn't even realize
that. Are in the first season of Friends.
Huh.
What is it? And like a lot of the characters are, you know, they're like, oh, okay, I see who's who.
Yeah. And Friends is also like, it's almost like they created a fantasy universe, like how fantasy movies exist in a world where just everyone is a white person. They just created a version in New York where it's all a bunch of 20 something white people.
And they, I guess the difference is they lived in a brownstone in Living Single. Mm. And they lived in a Manhattan apartment.
Manhattan apartment. That's right.
And there's Central Perk. So I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I mean, not to say that one show is better than the other. Like I said, I didn't watch Friends because I did not see myself in that cast. I watched Living Single because I was more of an Overton type guy.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people say, like, in certain movies, Manhattan is the most important character.
Yeah.
I say Central Perk is the most important character in Friends, and that makes me interesting. And then finally, Challenger Explosion, which is something I was just thinking about because we just had a super tragic sort of real-time air crash incident with Kobe.
Yeah.
And it's actually the Challenger Explosion anniversary today.
How many years? Is it 30 years or something?
Yeah, something like
something
that.
Something years?
34, I think is right.
Oh, right. Because I think it's one of those things. I was alive, but I was not like fully aware. 1986.
Yeah, 34.
Damn.
And the investigation into that, man. People, you want to see a study in how not to run a group, like a group project, a group, like a small team at work. The way they just were like, nah, nothing bad can happen. Let's fucking jam this thing through.
Oh,
it's
so
wild. Like, there were a lot of people who were like, yo, this is, there are like issues with the O-rings, and people just, the people in power were just not listening to the subordinates, and the whole, it was just a mess. You can read about it in the book, The Wisdom of Crowds, as like how a crowd can be very, very stupid. Anyways, those are some of the things that are trending this Tuesday evening. I almost said Thursday evening.
Oh, we're time traveling.
Yeah.
It's Tuesday.
It's Tuesday. Mm-hmm. And we will be back tomorrow with more podcasts. And we'll talk to you guys then. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 Gs in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at cedarpoint.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.